This is Grant Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Nebraska Republican Senator Mike Johanns, who's also the former governor of that state, and he served as Secretary of Agriculture in the George W. Bush administration. We want to get his thoughts as the Senate now awaits a very small group of Democrats putting together the final version of health care reform legislation following passage out of two different Senate committees. And Senator, thank you very much for your time today.
Absolutely. Glad to be with you.
Well, of course, all the eyes on Tuesday were on the Senate Finance Committee, which, as expected, passed the Baucus bill 14-9, just Olympia Snow crossing over. Otherwise, it was a party line vote. You released a short statement after the passage in the committee saying this is really just a vote on concepts, not actual legislation. Explain the difference and why that's important to our listeners.
It is hugely important. Literally, the Finance Committee has historically had a practice that they do not mark up, as we call it, a actual piece of legislation. There was no legislative bill on the desk of the senators during the Finance Committee debate. There was a concept paper, and that's what was called the bill. But it really wasn't a bill at all. It was a concept paper. Therefore, the numbers put together, the financial analysis by Congressional Budget Office was of the concept paper. And every analysis they did, they pointed out, look, these numbers could change based upon the actual language. So what was decided earlier this week by the Finance Committee was not a decision based upon an actual piece of legislation. It was only based upon a concept paper, and I think they're the only committee in the Senate that operates that way. It's a very unusual way of operating.
We're talking with Nebraska Senator Mike Johanns and Senator Republicans, with the exception of Olympia Snow, who also pointed out that just because she voted yes in committee doesn't mean she's going to support the final product that comes out of this conference. What do you make of the fact that it's basically three Senate Democrats in the White House that are going to determine what the final Senate piece of legislation is?
You know, I did an interview with some folks back in Nebraska, radio station back there this morning, and I said, you know, back in the days when I was governor, had I said we're going to rewrite 16% of Nebraska's economy, but I only want a handful of people in the room with me, the doors will be closed, there will be no interviews granted while we are working on this, and it'll be all one party, all Republicans, I probably would have been run out of the state. And yet, we're going to have the blending of these bills. We don't even know what the actual bill will look like. And that's going to be done behind closed doors. And I have to tell you, I don't think that's well received by the American people.
Senator, at any point in this process, were you invited by a Democrat to share your ideas or take part in any formal process of putting together legislation?
You know, I wasn't. I wasn't invited to the White House. Not that I expected that I would. I guess you can do it the way you want to do it. Nancy Pelosi said earlier this year, hey, we won the election. We write the bill. I guess you can do it that way if you want to. But unfortunately, I don't think that gets you to a bipartisan result. And it seems to me when you're experimenting with 16% of the nation's economy and everybody's health care, you should do so in a way that includes as many people as possible.
Senator, there are many different aspects of the Democratic version of reform that I know a lot of Republicans are concerned with. There's the public option, which was in one Senate bill and not in the Baucus bill. There's the potential cutting of Medicare. There's the penalties involved with health care insurance mandate, the mandate itself. What are the issues that you are most concerned about and make this an unacceptable piece of legislation to you?
Well, there's so many. Let me start out. Okay, this bill says everybody shall buy health insurance. If you don't, and you do not have some kind of exemption granted, a hardship exemption, then you shall be penalized. Now, the president says, well, that's not a tax. Well, let me explain to you, it will be collected like a tax. The Internal Revenue Service will be able to find a way to collect that tax from you, that penalty. Call it what you will, this this is a tax. There isn't any question about it. The second thing is, if you are at a point in your life, 65 years or older, or you're one of the few Americans that gets a Medicare benefit because of disability, what this bill says is that shall be cut in the years to come by about $400 to $500 billion. The exact number will be somewhere in that vicinity. And believe me, that is very, very painful stuff. There's just no way of getting around that. That is very, very difficult stuff. The other thing is, if you are an employer and you have more than a certain number of employees, it looks like that number will be 50, thereabouts, and you fail to provide health care, then you shall be penalized. At a time when small employers like that are doing everything they can to keep people employed, that seems very, very draconian in a very, very tough economy where we are shedding jobs like mad since, you know, just unbelievable difficult times. So you start working your way through this bill and you just begin to wonder how possibly can people deal with this. And then there's so many things, but this is a $1 trillion bill, and actually when it's fully implemented, because keep in mind these fees and taxes kick in immediately, the benefits don't kick in for 3 to 4 years. Well, you're going to have, when it's all said and done, you're going to have a new entitlement program of a $1.8 trillion, and believe me, it's just unbelievable that you could fit that somewhere into an economy that is struggling to come out of a very, very tough recession.
A couple of questions left for you, Senator, in our remaining time. First of all, just a short time ago, in front of the cameras up on Capitol Hill, Senator Baucus said he was very excited about the process of merging the bills and says those who are opposed to this are in favor of the status quo. That's an argument I know you've heard before. What do you say to it?
I just respectfully disagree. I just think there's universal consensus that very important things can and need to be done and could be done in a very, very bipartisan way. I have long believed that we absolutely need to fix pre-existing conditions. This notion that if you have a heart attack in your 40s, you can't get insurance again for the rest of your life is just absolutely unacceptable. That just isn't going to work. We need to open up our state lines to insurance competition. This idea that insurance company, I can't buy an insurance policy from another state, is just absurd in today's economy. Let's bring competition to that marketplace. Tort reform, we just got a study by the Congressional Budget Office that we could save billions of dollars. Let's stop the defense of medicine. Let's let doctors work with their patients. And, you know, you go through that list and a whole list of other things that I really believe there would be strong consensus on, very strong bipartisan consensus. And the answer is just respectfully no. It's not about protecting the status quo. I know no one who wants to protect the status quo. Let's do this in a very thoughtful way that will help people without starting down the road to literally what I believe is a government-run health care plan. I don't believe people want that.
Very quickly, sir, do you believe the Democratic version of reform will, in fact, become law?
Today, I think it's very, very much up in the air. I think when Democrats realize that they're raising taxes aggressively, that they're forcing mandates upon people, that they're cutting Medicare for senior citizens, reality will set in. And so I think today it's very much up in the air. My hope is that in this process, Democrats will open up the doors. They should not be writing the bill in private. Open up the doors, work with the Republicans. Let's work for the country, for the people who really need our help. I think there's some just tremendous things we can do working together, and we can all stand there at a signing ceremony with a bill that makes sense for America.
Senator, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Nebraska Senator Mike Johanns, a Republican in his first term. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.